And that's not all. Them kids, the little ones, who took any notice of them? Who knows how many we got? Ralph took a sudden step forward. I told you to. I told you to get a list of names. How could I? Cried Piggy indignantly. All by myself. They waited for 2 minutes, then they fell on the sea. They went into the forest. They just scattered everywhere. How was I to know which was which? Ralph licked pale lips. Then you don't know how many of us there ought to be? How could I with them little uns running round like insects? Then when you three came back, as soon as you said make a fire, they all ran away, and I never had a chance. That's enough, said Ralph sharply, and snatched back the conch. If you didn't, you didn't. Then you come up here and pinch my specs. Jack turned on him. You shut up. And them little uns was wandering about down there where the fire is. How'd you know they aren't still there? Piggy stood up and pointed to the smoke and flames. A murmur rose among the boys and died away. Something strange was happening to Piggy, for he was gasping for breath. That little un, gasped Piggy. Him with the mark on his face. I don't see him. Where is he now? The crowd was as silent as death. Him that talked about the snakes, he was down there. A tree exploded in the fire like a bomb. Tall swaths of creepers rose for a moment into view, agonized, and went down again. The little boy screamed at them. Snakes! Snakes! Look at the snakes! In the west, and unheeded, the sun lay only an inch or two above the sea. Their faces were lit redly from beneath. Piggy fell against a rock and clutched it with both hands. That little un that had a mark on his face, where is he now? I tell you, I don't see him.